it'll only take like a minute to dust off the cobwebs from this. That's fine. Okay, let's do Mark Consuelo into Sanchez. We won't take all of it. We may take it up as far as all of you. Percussion, when we come to the percussion group, just count up the one, two, okay, because this is in here. Okay. 32 count percussion. I'll count you in when we actually come in on the ball. So it's 8-0, and then eight for nothing, and then we're in. Okay. Another great rehearsal. Look at the sun. guys did impressive work. I think we're getting closer, not rushing the 16th note after the dotted 8th rest in Bella Via. That's getting, now we just make sure we wait that 16th note. Give it the wait as we do at the end of Bella Via, the 160 tempo, the end of 4, accenting that note there. That's much better. Beginning of Sanchez sounds fine. We've got some clarity things that we'll work on to get that up to snuff. There's a lot of good stuff happening here. There's just a good vibe with this group. The stuff that I read on the Facebook page, some of the emails that I see going through, just really, really good stuff. When I was I don't know if you talked to Brian Jim up at Spock.
Yeah.
One of the kids, he was playing tuba for us when we first started. He was the only tuba player. You know, a young guy, the only tuba player. He's on the visual staff at Spartans. And when I was rehearsing with them on Saturday, he walked by me and said, "Hey, I think you guys are at 4 or 5 contrabass now." I go, "Yeah." So he's thinking of coming back.
All right.
So this is what happens, you know. It starts to snowball, and before you know it, you know, you just keep growing and growing. But the attitude is so great here. You know, we throw different styles of music at you, and you're adapting to it. I'll tell you, when you play Stars and Stripes after that intro, we go into the cut time, man. It's impressive. I mean, that sounds as good as anybody's going to sound coming down the street.
He also seemed excited that I told him we were playing different music besides just the other stuff, which he was, I think, excited about, too.
Good. And that's the thing. We want to play. You know, we want to play modern stuff. We want to play the classic. We want to play all that stuff. We'll always play non-stop music, okay? I've said it 100 times. We will never not play non-stop music. We will always. We'll always play Masquerade because I love Masquerade. You guys just nail it every time you play it. But we will always be playing non-stop music. We might be interchanging. This year we took out a channel. We put in Olé. We put in Bella Via. We'll be doing stuff like that. The bulk of the program will be non-stop. But we're also going to be doing this stuff too. And we'll eventually insert some of this, one of these newer contemporary tunes, when we decide which one we want to do, into our repertoire that we do during the summertime and into the Plymouth repertoire. But you guys are picking up on the styles, and it really goes right back to the technique stuff that we've done. That's getting better and better every rehearsal. And that's the correlation between that and the show music. And you see it. You can see how things line up. Look at what we do in the technique program, and then you look at your own music, your individual part, and how that relates. But it's just a great, and I've talked to other people about it, it's just a good vibe. I mean, you people are fun to hang out with. I know a lot of us go out to the Four Winds or wherever we go after the Sunday rehearsal. A lot of people hang out here after this rehearsal. But you don't see this with every drum corps, whether it be alumni or not. You know, so this is something really special that you people have going. And it makes the rehearsals really fun. You know, I've been involved with groups, bands, or drum corps where sometimes you have to drag yourself to get to the rehearsal. It's like, oh, you know, when is this going to be over? But it's not like that here. Because you people accept what we throw at you. Hey, try this. Hey, try that. And you people respond to it. You've responded to the breathing, to the singing, to the buzzing, to the bopping, all that stuff, which makes you a better harmonist. And you can hear it. When people that haven't seen us, when their first comment is, wow, the musicianship. You don't hear a lot of people talking about musicianship when it comes to, especially alumni groups. They talk about quality, tone quality, and musicianship. And that's what you guys have. Because we talk about it all the time. So, you know, we're on the right road. You guys are on the right road. And this is really, you know, I'm psyched seeing the numbers here tonight. Wow. Again, really impressive. Let's warm up.